Father Crowley, I'm so glad you could join us.
Well, this is the least I could do, Mrs. O'Neill. Are you sure this is a good idea? I mean, considering what you've been through in the past year.
It's Christmas Day, Father, and I will not let my daughter's possession by a demonic entity ruin Christmas.
I understand, but,
Come in, Father, come in. Let me introduce you to everybody.
Okay, sure.
This is Colin, our neighbour. I wanted to invite him because he's been through so much this past year.
Hello, Colin. Lovely to meet you. Lovely tie.
Hello, Father Crowley. I've heard so much about you. In fact, I've heard you through the walls.
Oh, I do apologise about that. I do tend to get a little bit carried away sometimes.
Oh, it's fine, it's fine. I just turned the radio up.
Well, you know, you can't stop listening to God, though.
And this is Nana in the corner.
Hello, Nana.
You have to speak loudly. She's got the dementia.
Nana! 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 Nana!
I think she's asleep, Father.
No.
And Audrey, of course, who you know very well. You spent a lot of time with Audrey over the last year, haven't you?
Yes.
Audrey, say hello to Father Crowley.
What went on in your head? Oh, Father Crowley, did you talk to the dead? Your lifestyle to me seems so tragic with the thrill of it all. We'll fool all the people with magic. You waited on Satan's call, Mr. Charming. Did you think you were pure? Oh, Mr. Alarming, in nocturnal rapport, uncovering things that were sacred, manifested on this earth, conceived in the eye of a secret, they scattered the afterbirth.
I can see there's been no improvement in her condition.
She's just a teenager, Father. You know how melodramatic they can be. She's... God, she's a monster!
God. Your daughter's possession by this demon is taking a toll on you, isn't it, my dear?
No, I'm fine. I just need to see to the roast potatoes. Please excuse me a moment, Father. Don't let them in. Don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel, don't let them know. Well, now they know. Let it go. Let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go. Let it go. Turn away, slam the door. I don't care what they're going to say. Let the storm rage on. The cold never bothered me anyway. Let it go. Let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go. Let it go. Turn away. Slam the door. I don't care what they're going to say. Let the storm rage on. I hope you're all hungry. Christmas dinner is served.
Oh, lovely spread, Mrs. O'Neill. Oh, you know, a lot of people think the turkey is the best part of Christmas dinner. Often overlooked are the peas, and these are really lovely peas, Mrs. O'Neill. What I like about them... I can't like you. You know what I like about... What does it...
Just go on about it. Just think of like a train spot or something.
So I think the pea is a very underrated vegetable. My favourite pea is the California...
Boring! Boring! You are a fucking cocksucker! I'll stick this fork in your eye and watch you die. You're gonna watch your eyeballs boil like Sodom and Gomorrah. Have you ever seen an eyeball boil? It bursts!
Audrey!
Take your eyeball out!
Oh my good baby Jesus!
Oh, Audrey, that's very unbecoming.
Oh, Audrey, I just wanted us to have a normal Christmas without any furniture flying around the room, without you pleasuring yourself with a crucifix in front of guests. Do you remember how Christmas used to be before all this?
She's turning green. I think she's going to be sick. Oh, mother of God! What is that?
Broth of spit! Would you like some further?
My God, you really are an actor. How did you even do that?
Was that pretty disgusting?
Fucking hell. I'm speechless. I think that was the best bit of acting I've ever seen you do.
He's vomiting.
Stunned. I am stunned. Do you know I only ever used to think your dial went to 11? What I'm learning tonight is that it actually goes to about 25. And I'm wondering if you've even got some left as well. Fucking hell.
Oh, heaven be thy name. My kingdom come, I will be in the shadow of thy glory. I don't think Catholic school prepared me for this.
Well, Audrey, I hope you're pleased with yourself. Well done, Audrey. Well done. Father, look, pass me your plate. I think there's still some parsnips that haven't been dissolved by Audrey's vomit. Thank you very much, Audrey.
Well, do you really think so?
Yes, look, it's fine. Look, have a pig in a blanket.
A what, sorry?
A pig in a blanket. Have a pig in a blanket, Father.
Oh, a pig, yes.
And the wondrous time for Christmas fun, flying through the trees, sleigh bells jingling. Sack full of toys, bringing Christmas joy to every boy and girl all over the world. Go around belly a bowl full of jelly, I'll eat all them cookies cause I'm Santa Claus. Right, rave all the clan, you'll see what's the matter. I'll fill up your stocking cup on Santa Claus. Maker of the list, I'm gonna check it twice. Gonna find out if you're naughty or nice. Sleigh up in the skies, reindeer fly. Can you hear the hooves landing on your roof? Go around belly a bowl full of jelly eels.
Who are you? What do you want?
Be careful, Mrs. O'Neill. It could be one of those demon illusions.
Oh, a priest? I'm no illusion. What are you talking about, mate? I'm fucking Santa Claus. Oh, hello. Who we got here? You're quite a Christmas cracker, aren't you, love? Ha! Oh, let's pop you open and see what gifts you got inside you, eh? Oh, come on.
God, that's fucking hell. Santa's a wrong one.
What's happening here, eh?
He's like, all right, pigsty, gee. Sorry, Father, I know I shouldn't use the Lord's name in vain, but God, smells like Brussels sprouts in here, Jesus. Oi, Rudolph, oi, come in here. You should look in here. It's like your gaff, isn't it? Oh, hello, little girl. What are you doing with that electric carving knife? You got to be careful. You don't want to end up on my naughty list.
You really don't.
Here I am. You look like a big fucking Christmas butt plug. Oh, I'm going to skin you alive. And I'm going to feast on your insides. And then I'm going to get working on your little reindeer friends. I'm going to have venison this year. And it's going to be juicy. Oh, bloody happy! Oh, God, get it off! Oh, God, my God! Oh, Jesus! Get it, shoot it, okay? Rudolph, get it! Get it! Like a knife through butter.
Audrey, you've killed Father Christmas.
Mrs. O'Neill, it's the devil's work. We must pray for Audrey's soul.
I just want my daughter back.
I got her back! She's mine! She's gonna stay with me! Stay with me! I don't want you, and I don't need you! Don't bother to resist, Peter! It's not your fault that you're always wrong! The weak ones are there just to satisfy the strong! The beautiful people... It's all relative to the size of your steeple. You can't see the forest for the trees. You can't smell your own shit on your knees. Hey, you, what do you see? Something beautiful, something free. Hey, you, are you trying to be mean? When you live with the apes, man, it's hard to be clean.
I just want you for my own. Hey, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. Darling, all I want for Christmas is you.
The beautiful people, the beautiful people. Ha! The beautiful people. Hey, you, what do you see? Something beautiful, something free. Hey, you, are you trying to be me? When you live with apes, man, it's hard to be clean.
I just want you for my own. Darling, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. Darling, all I want for Christmas is you.
The beautiful people, the beautiful people. The beautiful people. The ones who live in every house. It's hard to tell which ones they hate the most. The horrible mothers, the horrible mothers. It's all anatomy to the sides of your steeple. The capitalists are made it this way. Old-fashioned fascism will take it away. Hey, you, what do you see? Something beautiful, something free. Hey, you, are you trying to be mean? When you live with the apes, man, it's hard to be clean.
I just want you here tonight, holding on to me so tight. What more can I do? Baby, all I want for Christmas
is you. The beautiful people, the beautiful people. The beautiful people. The beautiful people, the beautiful people. The beautiful people. The beautiful people, the beautiful people. The beautiful people.
Father, there must be something you can do. What use is your God if he can't help us?
It's true. I have failed you, my child. I have prayed constantly for your guidance, Almighty Lord. But you have remained silent. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone. 'Neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. And the vision that was planted in my brain, it still remains within the sound of silence. God and Lord of all creation, I beseech you, deliver this family an angel in your image and send us a Christmas miracle. Darlings, hello! Ah, I've arrived! Darling, you might know me, of course, throughout the land as Princess Strida! But to you, I am your fairy godmother. It's lovely to see you all. Ah, smell me, darlings. Don't I smell absolutely wonderful, darlings? Ah, smell this one on the left. Smell the one on the right. It's even better.
Oh, I've got to be honest. The decorations that you have in here are a little macabre. He's missing an eyeball.
Someone
seems to have killed old Mr. Claus over there.
Oh, dear. Love, you're looking like you've been through the wars. Right, well, I think some work has to be done here.
Oh, darling, you've been through the ringer. What's wrong, darling?
I just wanted a normal Christmas day. We've been through so much this year.
Are you suffering from a little bit of Mother's Christmas fatigue, by any chance?
You could say that, yes.
Oh, darling, I'd know all about that. You know, us mothers at Christmas, we have all of the pressure. And all we need to do is just release that little pressure valve. Have a little tipple, darling, and that's what I find gets my bootstraps going. What do you like? I've got a whole cabinet here.
Rum? Like a little Guinness.
A little Guinness! Why don't you have one of my famous Christmas Guinnesses?
Really?
Yeah, a little bit of Tia Maria, a little bit of Kahlua. We'll get you right up. Maybe a couple of Valium, darling, as well. A little bit of Valium for you? Yes, a little bit. Two Valium as well. Okay, anyway. Right, you go and sit down, put your feet up. You know, I think EastEnders is on right now. And if you think you're miserable now, well, you just wait until you watch that Christmas special. You see, I'm also from the future, and I've already watched it. Because I am the super nanny, darling. I know how to turn a toad into a princess, and your daughter is looking rather like a toad at the moment. Come here, Audrey. Come on! I challenge you to a game, and there's nothing better than a Christmas game to get you into the spirit. There's high stakes, darling. Because if the demon inside of you wins, it will keep you forever. But if the princess wins, the child will be free, and she will win 50 million adulation points! Which she can spend at a later date.
Ah, I don't like games, I don't like tricksters, but I do like children's souls, and this soul is mine, princess. You won't take her from me. I will play this game, and I will win in every way. I never lose. What is this game called?
The name of the game is the name game.
And what are the rules of this game?
Well, let me take you through it.
Well, the first letter of the name, I treat it like it wasn't there. But a B or an F or an M will appear, and then I say Bo. Add a B, and then the name, and then banana for Nana, and a Fo. And then I say the name again with an F very plain, and a V and a Fi and a Mo. And then I say the name again with an M this time. Are you with me so far, darling? The first two letters are never the same. You see, I drop them both, and I say the name like Bob. Bob, drop the B. B, Bob. Or Fred. Fred, drop the Fs. Fo, red. For Mary, drop the M, it's Mo Mary. You see, that's the only rule that is contrary.
Huh?
It's very simple. It's Arnold. You see, you know Arnold. Bo Bananald. Bo Bananald, Fananal Fananal. Fee Fi Mo Manarnold. You see, Arnold. But the first letters are never the same. You see, I drop them both and then I say the name like this. Okay, so now Bo Bo. Now you got the Tony with the B, but the Bony. And then you say the name, but with an F, very plain, Phony. And then the Fee Fi Fo. Fee-fi-mo, and then you say the name again with the M this time as Moni.
Eh?
Were you dropped on the head as a demon? Were you? Were you held back a few years? I think you were held back, weren't you? Did you go to demon school, darling? Do you even have your demonic license, darling? Do you even have it? Did you even pass? Were you a first-time passer, or did you take 50 million years to pass? I think you took a long time, didn't you?
What?
Let's do Billy. Billy, Billy, Bo, Billy, Bone, with the Bo, Bo. Bo, Nana, Fo, Nana, Fo, Philly, Nana. Fee, Fi, Philly, Mo, Billy. Ah, you see? Let's do Marsha. Marsha, Marsha, Bo, Fo, Fa, Fanasha. Bo, Fa, Fanasha, Fo, Fa, Cha. See? Fee, Fi, Fo, Marsha. Little trick with the Nick. Nick, Nick, Bo, Nick, Bo, na, na, na. Fick, Nick, Fick, Nick, Fick, Nick, no. You see? It's the name game. Have you ever played this? It's fun. I love it.
Wait. I'm confused.
Join the club. Let's try something simpler. What's your name?
Sassafras.
I made you say your name. I win, you lose, demon. And I name you Sassafras.
No, not Sassafras. Sassafras.
That's what I said, Sassafras.
Now you're saying it wrong. It's Sassafras.
Sassafras.
Sassafras. Everyone gets it wrong. This is so hard. Just have my name said Sassafras. It's got a cardinal in it.
Oh, darling, you mean like Sassafras?
Yes!
Demon. Demon. It's a delightful name. But I've fucking got you now, haven't I, you little cunt? Oh, whatever you're called. By the power of Christmas, I command you back to hell. Back to hell, demon. Back, demon, back. Back to where you came. Back to the gutter. Yes, go away. Go away. Shoo. Go away. Naughty demon. Naughty little whiskey demon. Dirty demons, that's what I think. They're like moths. Dirty, dirty little moths. Moth and mole. They make your house nasty.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, that's okay, darling. I mean, I am the Christmas spirit after all.
Is there anything I could do for you?
Well, yes, actually, you could give me that bottle of sherry behind you.
My pleasure.
Thank you. And I'll also have that mince pie behind you as well. Thank you very much.
Of course.
Yeah, and I'll just take one of those little Yorkshire puddings as well. And actually, maybe just a bundle of your presents behind you as well.
Take it all, princess. It's all yours.
Well, if you do say so, I wouldn't mind. Thank you very much, darling. Goodbye.
Mum?
My precious little girl, you've come back to me. Why, you're shivering. Are you cold? Would you like me to make you a sandwich?
They're dead. All right, can I go now?
Of course you can, my precious. Oh, she's back. Light of my soul. My daughter's been returned to me. Do you have children, Father?
No, I don't think I will.
Would you like some?
God, no, not after all of this. I really can't stay.
But Father, it's cold outside.
No, I've got to go away.
But Father, it's cold outside.
This evening has been...
Been hoping that you'd drop in.
So very unusual.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like ice.
You see, my mother will start to worry.
Father, what's your hurry?
And the Holy Father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace roar.
Really, I better scurry.
Father, please don't hurry.
But maybe... I could do with half a drink more.
I'll put some records on while I pour.
No, the neighbours might think. You see?
Father, it's bad out there.
What have you put in this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I just really wish I knew how to break this spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell. Oh, mind if I move in close?
No, you see, I ought to say no, madam. And then at least I got to say that I tried.
What's the sense in hurting my pride?
I really can't stay. No, I can't. It's...
But Father, don't hold
really
out.
Really cold outside.
Look, Mrs. O'Neill, I simply must go.
But Father, it's cold outside.
You really have to understand the answer is no.
Father, it's cold outside.
Your welcome has been so adequate and okay.
Look out the window at that storm.
You see, the sisters will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips are delicious.
And my brothers, they'll be at the door.
Waves on a tropical shore.
And my aunt is rather vicious.
Gosh, your lips are so delicious.
Oh, I don't know. I could do with one cigarette more.
Never seen such a blizzard before.
No, I've got to go home.
Father, you'll freeze out there.
You couldn't possibly lend me a coat.
I'd get down on my knees out there.
Look, you've been really rather special.
I thrill when you touch my hand.
But I don't see...
How can you do this thing to me?
Look, there's going to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong sorrow.
And at least there will be a lot implied.
If you caught pneumonia and died.
I really can't stay, love.
I'd get down on my knees
no,
out
Mrs.
there.
No, Mrs. O'Neill, I really must
ravish
go.
Me, Father! Ravish me! Think of my lifelong sorrow if you caught pneumonia and died. Get over that whole doubt. It's cold outside.
Oh, Mrs. O'Neill, get a hold of yourself.
I'm so sorry, Father. It's just that I get so lonely at this time of year.
I understand, but really, I should be...
My goodness, this whole time we've forgotten all about Nana. Nana, are you all right? Would you like a quality street?
Your mother sucks cocks in hell.
Saints preserve us. The demon has consumed your mother.
Oh, no, don't worry, Father. She just talks like that. Don't you, Nana? Did you enjoy your dinner?
Lovely gravy.
Right, I best be off.
I like the idea of just dropping for Audrey's voice of just dropping in Newt's soundbite.
I do. Yeah,
should
I just do that. Well, should we do that?
Let's just fuck it. Let's just do that. Yeah, I like that.
The more drunk we get, the more ridiculous it all becomes. I love it.
I know. Do you think I went too far with that?
No.
Okay.
I don't think we can ever go too far. Not with me in the room.